们仍然把圣经翻到旧约的西班牙书。
Your brothers and sisters, turn to your Bibles in the Old Testament, the book of Zephaniah.
我们还是要从第一节那第一章那里开始。
We'll start still from chapter 1.
弟兄姊妹们，如果找到，请看听我们念。
If you have found a place, please read and listen to us reading.
从第七节开始。
We'll start reading from verse 7.
我们留意一下。
Let's pay attention here.
你要在主耶和华面前静默无声，因为耶和华的日子快到。耶和华已经预备祭物，将他的客分别为圣。
Verse 7, hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand, for the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice, he hath bid his guests.
14节。
Verse 14.
耶和华的大日临近，临近而且甚快，乃是耶和华日子的风声，勇士必痛痛的哭嚎。
Verse 14, the great day of the Lord is near, it is near and hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man shall cry there bitterly.
那日是愤怒的日子，是极难困苦的日子，是荒秽凄凉的日子，是黑暗幽冥密云乌黑的日子，是吹角呐喊的日子，要攻击坚固城和高大的城楼。
Verse 15, that day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers.
十八节第一句。
Verse 18, the first sentence.
耶和华发怒的日子，他们的金银不能救他们。
Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath.
我们先看这一大段。
So we'll first read this passage.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们今年用了一点时间来看过哈巴谷书，西班牙书里面的一些开头的问题。
We have spent some time looking at some of the problems or issues at the beginning of the book of Zephaniah.
我们一面看见神在那里宣告他要审判全地。
On the one hand, we see that God has announced or proclaimed that he's going to judge the whole earth.
不单是审判全地，而且是毁灭全地。
Not only judging the whole earth, but to destroy the whole earth.
这一个宣告是非常的严肃的。
This proclamation is very solemn and serious.
因为我们如果很严肃的来看的话呢，好像神把他整个创造的前后的光景都来了一个结束。
It seems that this is a very serious proclamation because it seems that God is going to bring a complete destruction or end to all his creation.
如果我们这样看的话，
If we look at it this way,
我们马上又有问题来叫我们感觉疑难了。
Immediately we will have these questions or problems in understanding.
神既然下这样的手，那起初他为什么要造那么许多？
If God was going to give his hand so heavily to deal with this, but then why did he create in the first place?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他做这个事情是有他的范围和目的的。
He has his purpose and his scope in doing this.
我们也轻轻地提过了一下。
We also lightly mentioned this.
从大处来说，他要结束这一个堕落的毁坏掉到透顶的这一个宇宙。
Broadly speaking, he is going to bring an end to this totally, completely corrupted universe.
然后呢，神要重新来显明他那永远的旨意。
And God is going to renew his will and his purpose, and he's going to show it to people.
这一个才是神在西班牙书里头所发表的那个真正的意义。
This is the true meaning of the message that God wants to speak forth in the book of Zephaniah.
所以我们一面看见神很严肃的警告，同时我们也看到神在这个警告的里面所隐藏在当中的那些神的怜悯和纪念。
So on the one hand, we see this very serious warning that God is giving to man, and that at the same time, we see behind, hidden in this warning, there's also God's love and mercy.
所以当我们看到神比较细一点来摸到他那一个审判的宣告的时候，
If we look at his warning or of his judgment more in detail,
他就引我们去注意到耶和华的日子。
He wants us to take note of the day of the Lord.
我们稍微提过耶和华的日子是什么一回事。
We have lightly mentioned or explained what this day of the Lord means.
但是我们要继续往前去的时候，我还是要觉得和弟兄姊妹们再重复来提提这一点。
As we go forward, I'd like to repeatedly mention this to brothers and sisters.
我们可以说
We want to say this.
耶和华的日子乃是神借着审判来结束旧造带进新造的整个的历史的表达。
We could say that the day of the Lord is God's way of ending the God'sold creation and bringing in his new creation, and this is the way he expresses it.
这一个耶和华的日子是开始，是开始的，在主耶稣回来的时候。
The day of the Lord begins when the Lord returns.
然后一直等到将来国度结束而进入新地的时候为止。
And it will end when the kingdom or the kingdom of heaven will end and at the beginning of the new heavens and earth.
这个是我们从严格的那个实际上面来看那个历史的事实的。
This is when we're looking at the facts of the history. This is if we're strictly looking at the timing.
主回来就带进各个审判。
The Lord's return will bring about all these judgments.
其中就包括了灾难在地上出现。
And it will include the beginning of the tribulation.
我们平常留意到耶和华的日子的时候，我们多半是集中在地上出现灾难的这一段的时候。
Usually when we look at the day of the Lord, we will pay attention especially to the beginning of the great tribulation.
但是我还是要提醒弟兄姊妹们要留意，这个不是整个的耶和华的日子。
But I'd like to remind brothers and sisters again, this is not the complete closure or meaning for the day of the Lord.
这个是耶和华的日子里头的一个很重要的部分。
This is only a very important part of the day of the Lord.
但是耶和华的日子是比灾难的日子更要长久。
But yet the day of the Lord is included more than just the days of the great tribulation.
因为它是从开始一直到结束。
Because it's from the very beginning to the very end.
而灾难只不在主回来的时候所显出来的灾难只不过是这个耶和华的日子里面的一个小段一个小段。
Yet the tribulation or the disasters were only included as part of thatpart of the whole of the days of the Lord, the day of the Lord.
那因此我们读到这一件事情的时候呢，我们在新约的时候就又看到有另外的一些名词来表达这一个事那个历史的事实。
When we look at the New Testament, we see other terms that are expressing the same facts.
在新约里头，我们特别看到主的日子。
In the New Testament, we call it the day of the Lord versus the day of
Jehovah. 我们提过了。
We mentioned this.
主的日子是耶和华的日子是同一件事情，但是时间上又是有点区别。
The day of the Lord that's referred to in the New Testament is slightly, it's the same as the day of Jehovah in the Old Testament, but there is a slight difference.
在新约里头提到主的日子的时候，就真正的是指着灾难的时候了。
In the New Testament, when it says the day of the Lord, it truly refers to the days of tribulation.
最近弟兄姊妹们在礼拜五里头读启示录的时候，开始接触灾难时期里边的事情，那对这一点应该有一点印象。
Recently, our brothers and sisters are studying on the Friday night Bible study on, in the book of Revelation. We touched upon the days of the Lord, the day of the Lord and tribulation.
那主的日子就是从灾难的时候开始到主的国度开始。
And the day of the Lord refers to the time at the beginning of the tribulation to the beginning of the kingdom of the Lord.
但是与这个有关的呢，我们也提过了，有另外一个在新约里头出现的名词，叫做基督的日子。
Relating to this, there's another term that we also mentioned, that is the day of Christ.
在名词上面，我们好像看到耶和华主、基督都是同指着。
It seems that these terms are all referring to the same fact, Jehovah, the Lord, and Christ.
但是我们到接触那个实际的事情的时候，我们看到是有一点点的区别。
But when we are talking about the actual happenings, the concrete matters, then there are slight differences.
说到基督的日子的时候，这个范围就缩小了很多了。
When we talk about the day of Christ, the boundary has shrunk a lot more.
内容也和灾难脱离了关系了。
The content is unrelated to the tribulation.
我们曾经提到了基督的日子乃是对着教会说的。
We have mentioned before the day of Christ is referring to the church.
教会被提的时候啊，这个时候叫做教会的日子，主再来。
And when the church is raptured, that is called the day of Christ.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord, our God.
主给我们看到他前面他要做的事情是有这样的一个大事里头包括了一些。不同阶段的事。
We thank the Lord. He has shown us that this great thing that He's going to achieve has included smaller parts in it.
那这次我们读西番雅书呢
？So when we're reading Zephaniah,
基本上是接触这个历史的起头和一直到国度为止。
So we are coming into contact about the beginning in history, it comes to the until the end of the tribulation.
但是他却不是一口气说一件事。
But it's not talking about the same thing in one thread.
他是比较笼统的来把几个重要的事情宣告出来。
But it's proclaiming in a more general sense of these few major events.
那因此当我们看到神借着西番雅来宣告审判的时候，他对人所说的话就加上一些解说了。
So when God is speaking to men through Zephaniah about matters concerning the judgments that he has added some explanations.
他说耶和华的日子很快就到了。
He said the day of Jehovah will come soon.
第一就肯定了耶和华的日子这个事实。
It has confirmed the fact of the day of Jehovah.
第二就是在那里说出耶和华的日子还没有立刻就发生。
And it also explains that the day of Jehovah has not happened immediately yet.
但是等到这个事情一发生的话呢？
But once this matter happens,
那个结局就是要把国度带出来了。
The result will bring about the kingdom.
那因此我们看到，当西番雅在那里说到耶和华的日子临近呢。
So when we see Zephaniah is talking about that day approaching,
或者是说耶和华的日子来到了。
Or it says that the day, the great day of the Lord is near.
很快很快的就来到了。
Very quickly, hastily it comes.
当他说到这个事情的时候。
When you talk about this matter.
弟兄姊妹你注意主对西番雅就说了第七节的第一句话中文圣经。
So the Lord has spoken what, the words in verse 7 in the Chinese version.
啊，你要在主耶和华面前静默无声。
He says, "Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God."
那跟为什么要静默无声呢
？Why would you need to hold your peace？
因为上文就是说到神那个完。这完整的毁灭
Because、before this, it was talking about the complete destruction of God.
说完了完成神那个完全的毁灭以后，神就说：“那你不要问我是什么原因，也不要问什么其他的事情，你应当在神面前学习静默无声。”
After God had described this complete destruction in the context, then he says, do not ask me why, do not ask me what this is all about, and just hold your peace.
啊，静默无声做什么呢？
So why would you need to hold your peace?
去默想一下，神为什么做这个事情？
To meditate upon why God needs to do this.
神怎样来做成这个事情？
How God would accomplish all this.
这个就是一个非常重要的事了。
This is a very important matter.
也就是说，以下西班牙书里边所带给我们的信息了。
And that is to、referring to the message that Zephaniah continued to
bring us. 那当我们静默无声下来的时候
，So when we kept quiet.
当我们不在那里对神发出许多的疑问的时候
，When we are no longer firing questions to God.
只是专一的心思在那里看神要做什么和怎么做的时候
，But completely just focusing on what God is doing and what He is about to do.
而我们就看到了神整个的安排。
Then we will see the plan of God.
那神整个的安排呢，和他的永远的旨意是完全连接在一起的。
And His whole plan is completely in unison, in no conflict with God's eternal purpose.
神不是在那里临时改变了主意，所以就叫我们你静默思想。我现在开始有了更改了。
God did not change His mind, and that's why He tell us to keep quiet, and that and He's going to tell us about His changes.
不是这个意思，叫我们去静默无声。
And that is not the reason why we need to hold out.
乃是要叫我们静默无声，去留意神要做什么和他怎么做。
But we would hold our peace so that we would pay attention on what is going to do and how he's going to do it.
所以西班牙书里边所交通出来的事情，从大体上面来说。是几乎把神前面要做的事情都包括进去。
So if we look at the general sense of what Zephaniah is talking about, it includes what God was going to do in the future.
但是在具体上面来说呢，好像没有一件是说的很精准的。
Concretely speaking, it does not give us the exact details.
原因在哪里呢
？What's the reason？
因为这是在前面要发生的事。
Because these are things that are about to happen。
神只是说出一个大概的情形。
God was just giving us an overview of。
当事情发生的时候。
But when things do happen，
你回头再来思想主的话。
And you come back to look at what God has
我们就看到主的话的那个准确和真实。
Then we will see the accuracy and the reality of what God has said。
你也从其中看到神做工的法则和神的性情。
Then you will see the principle of God's work and His character。
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord。
那么现在神把那个信息带到说，耶和华的日子来临近了。
Now God's giving us the message about the day of Jehovah is near.
我们也提过，这个耶和华的日子临近，就给我们一个信息，就是神要借着审判来结束这个旧照。
So the message of the great day of the Lord is near is that God will use judgment to end this old creation.
来结束在旧照里头所有的混乱和那个黑暗。
To end all the confusion and chaos that is brought about by the darkness that's in this old creation.
然后神就借着基督的救赎所带进的那个新造而引进那一个神那荣耀的旨意的完成。
And then he will use God, the salvation that Christ has brought about to bring in the new creation and his plan.
那因此当我们要往细去看进去的时候
And if we look at the details,
我们就要把耶和华的日子 Then
we need to be in control of what the details that's in the day of Jehovah.
那我们先要留意的就是，神为什么要用审判来结束这一个事？
So first we would ask, why does God end this old creation through judgment?
那当然这个是一个很长很长的历史的事实摆在那里。
Of course, this is a long history that's placed before us.
那我们在西班牙书里头也看到了那一个很中心的点。
So in Zephaniah, we also see the focal point here.
弟兄姊妹你可以先留意这一个第十六节靠近应该是七节十七节当中的那里。
And so, brothers and sisters may pay attention to the middle of verse 17.
那神在那里就说到他做这样的一个耶和华的日子的事情，那个原因是什么呢？
God tells us the reason of what he's going to do upon the day of Jehovah.
因为得罪了我。
Because they have sinned against me.
说的严厉一点就是说，人长久以来一直站在与神为敌的这样的一个事实里。
Strictly speaking, the fact is man has stood on the position that's opposing God for all this time.
因着这样的一个事实。
Because of this fact,
神在历史历代以来用了各种的方法来忍耐，来等待。
And through all ages and generations, God has used all kinds of methods to be patient in long suffering and waiting.
盼望人能悔改，转回神的面前。
Hoping and waiting for men to return and turn around back to God.
但是人听不进去。
And yet men would not listen.
外邦人听不进去。
The Gentile would not listen.
连神的百姓也听不进去。
And even the children of God would not listen.
那所以神经过历史历代以来的忍耐和等待，神说到时候到了。
So through generations of patience that God said the time is here.
他要来结束那个旧造的日子了。
He will end the days of the old creation.
那就是审判就来了。
And the days of judgment will come.
那而这个审判一开始的时候，我们也稍微提过。
As the judgment will begin, we have mentioned.
先是从神的家开始。
First, it starts from the household of God.
那就是神先是在教会里头开始审判。
So that is to say, God will begin judgment from the church.
然后就对外邦人和以色列民也进行审判。
And then he will judge the Gentiles and also the people of Israel.
那这个是那个旧造的结束的开始。
And that is the beginning of the end of the old creation.
一直等到将来白色大宝座的审判执行的时候。
Until the time when the judgment of the great white throne.
那整个旧造就到了那个完全的结束的里面。
And that will be the complete ending of the old creation.
就把新天新地带进来。
And it will also bring about the new heaven and new earth.
神永远的旨意就做成了。
And God's eternal purpose.
那这个是我们反复和弟兄姊妹们都提到的。
And we have repeatedly mentioned this, brothers and sisters.
所以当弟兄姊妹们，为什么我们常常会提这样的一件事呢？
Why do we often mention this fact?
原因，我们是要让神的儿女知道，我们信主蒙恩得拯救，不是为了只是单叫你不下地狱，只上天堂。
The reason is to let brothers and sisters know that the reason that we are saved is not only just to be saved from hell and going to heaven.
如果我们只是看到神的救赎在我们身上的安排，就是那么一点的话呢？
If we only see the plan of salvation upon us, it's only for this purpose.
严格的来说，没有什么属灵的意义了。
Strictly speaking, it has no spiritual meaning.
因为只是看见人在神的面前脱离那个旧造里头所带来的堕落、绝望。
then you will only see that the God's creation is saving you from the condemnation or the punishment that's brought about in the old creation.
对神来说，没有增加神什么，也没有减少神什么。
Towards God, there is nothing that's added or decreed or taken away from God.
那我们严肃的来看，
if we look at this more seriously,
神给我们预备那个救赎。
The salvation God has prepared for us.
不是只是在那里给人看变戏法。
It's not just a show for men to see.
啊，就是把一些你想不透的事情叫你感觉稀奇。
That they're showing you something that amazing that you cannot resolve and to give you a sense of wonder.
不。
That's not the case.
我们用通俗的话来讲，乃是神要借着他所做的，叫我们对神有一个真正的认识。
To put it more plainly, is God wants to use what He's doing to increase our knowledge of Him.
那所以我们看到神在救赎的里头有那么长久的忍耐和等待。
So we see in God's redemption and salvation, there is such a long patience and His waiting.
那么当我们回到耶和华的日子这一个时段来的时候，
When we come back to the period, that's the day of Jehovah.
我们就必须要注意了。
Then we must focus.
那神为什么到一定时间才宣告耶和华的日子呢？
Why is that God has to wait until a certain time to proclaim the day of Jehovah?
我想先和弟兄姊妹从大体上面来留意一下这一个。
I'd like to give you an overview with brothers and sisters.
如果我们真要注意到这样的一件事，
If we really truly pay attention to this,
我们首先要解决的耶和华的日子，神明明的说是毁灭全毁灭那个全地。
First, we need to take note that in the day of Jehovah, God has said plainly that He will destroy the whole earth.
那神怎么去毁灭全地呢？神毁灭全地那个原因在哪里呢？
How would He destroy the whole earth and what's the reason for it?
我想在这一点上，我必须和弟兄姊妹们好好的来看看。
I think we must share upon this point.
那当我们一看到耶和华的日子的时候，
When we see the day of Jehovah,
我们没有办法不先看神设立这个断耶和华的日子，他的目的在哪里。
We have to see what's the purpose of God setting upon this day of Jehovah.
笼统的说，我们说审判。
Broadly speaking, it's a judgment.
但是我们要进一步问，为什么要审判。
Furthermore, we need to ask, why is this judgment necessary?
人太坏了嘛，要把它结束了嘛。
Because men are too bad, they need to be too corrupted, they need to be
不能让他们再坏下去了。
Finished, so that they can no longer do their evil things.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是很消极的。
Brothers and sisters, this is quite passive.
这没有解决到那个问题。
This did not really resolve the problem.
但我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
当神来做这个事情的时候，他指出他的那一个非常大的原因。
God is going to do this and He has pointed out His great reason.
那个原因 是什么呢？
What is this reason?
我想弟兄姊妹们，我们先要去留意看看耶利米书第三十章。
We need to first look at Jeremiah chapter 30.
如果我们不弄清楚这一些事情啊，
If we do not clear up this confusion,
我敢说一句话，
I dare say,
我们就快读到那个礼拜五的时候，我们快读到那个大灾难了。
On Friday night's Bible study, we're almost to the part we're talking about the Great Tribulation.
那么如果一读到那个启示录大灾难的那一段时候呢，我们的心思又会迷乱起来的。
Then if we don't resolve this, we'll be confused when we study about the Great Tribulation.
你说究竟大灾难是对付谁啊？
So you would ask, so this Great Tribulation, what is it dealing with? Who are they dealing with?
我想我们真的把它的前因后果来理清一下，我们才进入那个比较 细的那个问题去。
We need to sort out and clear up any confusion that's surrounding this topic.
我们从第几节开始呢？
We'll start from
第三耶利米书第三十章。
Jeremiah chapter 30.
第四节吧。
We'll start from verse 4.
以下是耶和华论到以色列和犹大所说的话。耶和华如此说，我们听见声音，是颤抖惧怕而不平安的声音。你们且反问看看，男人有惨难吗？我怎么看见人人用手掐腰，像惨难的妇人连面都变青了呢？哀哉，那日为大，无日可比，这是雅各遭难的时候。
Verse 4, and these are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble.
弟兄姊妹，我们看这一段话的时候，
As we read this passage,
我们看到有一段时间就称为雅各遭难的日子。
We see that there is a time with the title The Time of Jacob's Trouble.
那这段日子是说了什么呢？
So what is this period describing?
哦，你说那就是整个以色列他们落到一个非常非常可怜的光景。
And you would say that this is when the Israelites had gone to a pitiful state.
我们很容易啊，又把这一段话就看作犹大被掳到巴比伦，再加上以后主后七十年的时候犹大灭亡了，一直到现在的那种光景。
It's very easy for us to interpret this period as the time after the Judah was captured by Babylon up to the time of AD 70, up to the time that they have been spread out all the earth till now.
当然这里的话是指着他们那一段历史来说的。
It is true that this passage is referring to that time of their history.
但是这一段历史不是只有他们那个时候的两段刚才提到的。
But yet this passage is not only referring to those two periods that I just mentioned.
还有第三段。
There is a third period.
我们还没念的。
That we have not read.
那现在我们来看。
Now we will go to that part.
第八节。
Verse 8.
万军之耶和华说，到那日我必从你颈项上折断仇敌的轭，扭开他的绳索，外邦人不得再使你做他们的奴仆，你们却要侍奉耶和华你们的神和我为你们所要兴起的王大卫。
Verse 8, For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will bust thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them.
这是第三段的， 也要留意到的是。
This is the third period that we need to take note
of. 不单是上头所提的，他们是雅各遭难。
Not only the previous part that is the time of Jacob's trouble.
而这个雅各遭难是一直连到有一天这个难处结束。
This time of Jacob's trouble will continue to the day when their troubles will end.
神要叫这个难处从以色列人当中完全的除掉。
And this trouble will completely be taken off from the Israelites.
不单是完全的除掉，并且把他们带回神原来拣选他们的目的里。
And not only the troubles will completely be taken away from them, that even furthermore they will be brought into the purpose that God has chosen them for originally.
所以你看到这一段事情的结束的时候， 是什么呢?
So you see what is about the ending of this period.
是神为他们所兴起的王大卫再来管辖他们。
Is that this king that God has raised among them, this king David, that he will again rule over them?
当然我们知道这个不是说大卫从死里复活重新做他们的王。
Of course, we know that this is not saying that David will resurrect and become their king.
这个做王的大卫乃是指做大卫的后裔大卫的儿子福音书上面所说的大卫的儿子主耶稣。
This King David is actually referring to the son of David that in the gospel books that talk about Jesus as the son of David.
那这就是关乎国度的建立的时候了。
This is talking about the establishment of the kingdom.
那意思弟兄姊妹你看到一件事情了。
So brothers and sisters, you will see one thing.
那详细我们不是在这里很详细看见一段话。
We are not looking at it in great detail.
我们是在这里确定那个雅各遭难的日子。是究竟是指着怎么的一回事
But we are affirming what the time of Jacob's trouble is referring to.
乃是指着以色列人因着离弃神的缘故神把他们摆在一个管教的底下一直管教到他们回转归回神的权柄的底下。
It's referring to the Israelites, how they were turning against God, that God has placed them under a captivity and under trouble, then unto the time that they will turn back and repent towards God.
让神拣选他们做祭司的国度的这一个应许可以完全的做成在他们身上。
That until the time when the promise of God has chosen them as the royal priesthood to become reality upon them.
那因此当我们一看到这个雅各遭难的日子的时候呢
So as we see, when we talk about the day of Jacob's
trouble, 我们就看到历史里头的极端的事情了
we look
这个那里谁提到的
We talk about the few historical events that
里面是包括了巴比伦的被掳
It talked about the captivity into Babylon.
包括犹大的灭亡
It talked about the, the destruction of Judah.
然后又包括启示录里头的那个 大灾难
It also talked, it includes the great tribulation in Revelation.
刚过的礼拜五一些弟兄姊妹们读到启示录的时候就读到那个一个妇人生了一个男孩子
And this past Friday, we have mentioned, we're studying about a woman who has given birth to a boy.
那是什么回事?
What is that talking about?
就是这个雅各的遭难的末了的那一段。
It's talking about the last passage about the time of Jacob's trouble.
整个的来说,那是对着以色列人神的那一个严格来说是很严肃的管教。
On the whole, speaking about God's admonition of the Israelites.
如果我们轻松一点来说呢，乃是神在他们身上做最后的一次的拆毁和建造。
If we put it more lightly, it's the last attempt that God is working upon them in the work of, in the matter of destruction and rebuilding.
那经过这个雅各的遭难的日子。
So after they come through this time of Jacob's trouble.
剩下的以色列人。
Those Israelites that are left.
弟兄姊妹要记得。
That survived.
是剩下的以色列的渔民。
The remnants that are left as survived in the tribe of Israel.
不是全体的每挂个名叫做以色列人的以色列人。
Not the whole race of Israel, the people who carry the title as Israelites.
是那些经过了雅各的灾难而存留下来的渔民。
But only referring to those who have survived the tribulation, the ones, the Israelites that survived the times of trouble.
让神重新得着了。
They have been gained by God again.
所以他们就成了在大灾难里头被保存下来的一些犹大人当的神的子民。
they have been kept safe in after the tribulation as a people of God.
我们读十二章启示录的时候
，When we read chapter 12 in Revelation，
如果你留意到圣灵怎么去介绍这一批人。
If you take note of how the Holy Spirit has introduced this group of people,
你就知道里面有点奥秘了。
You will notice there are some mysteries regarding this.
圣灵在那里记上来的话是这样说。
And the words of the Holy Spirit recorded as this.
这些其余的孩子啊，乃是那些守神诫命又为耶稣基督做见证的人。
These children are the ones who have kept the word of and be the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那你把这个话分解出来的时候，你就看到两件事情。
If you analyze these words, you would see two things.
这一批被保留上来的人，他们一面是守律法的。
This group of people who have been kept safe, on the one hand, they kept the commandments.
但是呢，因为在他们的经历里头，他们经历到神的儿子才是律法里边所指出的那一位弥赛亚。
Because in their experience, they have experienced that the one that is the Son of God who is the one referred to in God's law and commandments.
所以他们就从律法的遵守就来到为耶稣的见证。
So they have come from keeping the law and the commandments to become the testimony of the Lord.
这是不是那两个见证人所结出的果子呢？
Isn't it the fruit bearer born by the two witnesses?
可能性很高。
There's a high probability.
但是更重要的一部分呢？
But even more importantly,
乃是这一些孩子们，他们是亲眼看到我们的主从天降临来救他们脱离哈这个最后的那次大战呢，就是哈米吉多顿大战的结束。
That these remnant that with their own eyes they see the Lord that has come down from heaven to save them from the last battle, the Armageddon.
读启示录的弟兄姊妹们，慢慢你就读到这些东西出来的了。
So brothers and sisters, reading, studying the book of Revelation, you will slowly
see that. 我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那因此，当我们看到这个耶和华的日子的时候
，So when we see the day of Jehovah,
从一面看
，On the one hand,
你看到神要借着这个耶和华的日子来重新造好神的百姓。
That through this, the days of the Lord, that God will come, will fix or work upon this, people of God.
但是大灾难呢，是不是只是为了以色列民呢？
But the great tribulation, is it only for the people of Israel?
又不是。
That is not the case.
因为如果都是为了以色列民的话，
If the sole purpose is only for the Israelites,
那将来国度要建立起来了。
And then in the future, the kingdom will be established.
神的百姓是有了。
So there are people of God.
但是都是以色列人。
But they are all Israelites.
这个不是神的心意。
This is not the heart desire of God.
神的心意是要叫以色列人做祭司的国度。
It's God's heart desire for the Israelites to be the royal priesthood.
当然他们是在国度的时候很主要的百姓。
Of course, they are the main citizens or people in God's kingdom.
但是神所要得着的不是只是只有以色列。
But who God wants to gain is not only the Israelites.
神还要列国都回到他的面前。
God wants all nations to come back to him.
还要叫所有的人留下来进能进到国度里头的人他们都归向神的。
He wants all men that survived and left, they want them all to enter into God's kingdom.
如果耶和华的日子的目的只是为了以色列人得重建的话，
If the day of Jehovah is solely for the purpose of rebuilding the Israelites,
耶和华的日子还没有表达的完全。
Then the day of Jehovah is not completely expressed.
那因此我们 要再来回到西番雅书里来看到神的那一个挽回的范围。
So we need to come back to the book of Zephaniah to see God's restoration and its scope and coverage.
那弟兄姊妹，你特别注意的一件事情。
We need to pay attention to one more thing.
第一章
的
下半
one, the second half,
整个的来说，神是把他的那个耶和华的日子那个重要点是摆在耶路撒冷这一个区域里。
The major point of the Day of Jehovah is focusing on the region of Jerusalem.
当然在历史的发展里头，我们也知道从哈米吉多顿的那场战役开始，以色列人一直就败退，退回到耶路撒冷。
And so from history, we will see that the Battle of Armageddon, during that battle, the Israelites will be defeated and they come retreat back to Jerusalem.
我多说一句话，哈米吉多顿就是弟兄姊妹在读启示录再晚一点你就读到了第六个碗里头所发生的事情。
I'd like to mention that when we study forward, we will come to the Battle of Armageddon and it will happen during the sixth bowl.
那个可以说是在国度开始以前的一个最大的一个战役了。
And that would be the greatest battle before the beginning of the kingdom.
全世界都起来对付以色列。
The whole world will rise against Israel.
那所以以色列就从哈米迪多顿这个战场那里先开始作战，一直叫败退，退回耶路撒冷。
And so the Israelites will be fighting in the battlefield of Armageddon, and then they will be defeated, and then they will retreat back to Jerusalem.
然后耶路撒冷就被围困起来了。
And Jerusalem will be surrounded.
那个进攻是进攻的非常的猛烈。
And the attacks would be fierce.
以色列人当然是不能抵挡得住。
And the Israelites, of course, they would not be able to hold their ground.
事到最不了的时候，他们什么办法都没有了。
So towards the end, they would be out of ways of defense.
敌人已经进攻到城的里边来了，夺去了三分之一的地方。
So the enemies would enter into the city and capture one third of the ground.
这是撒加利亚书上给我们所宣告的那个事实。
That's the facts that we see that's proclaimed in the book of Zechariah.
他们到了那个没路可走的时候。
When they come to the point there is no way out.
他们才想起他们祖宗的神。
Then they will be reminded of the God of their ancestors.
所以他们就在那个时候就转过来求神了。
So at that time, they would turn around and pray to God.
以前他们还是一直的靠着自己所能和所有。
Before this, they would still rely on their own strength and what they have.
但是到了最幕后的时候，他们除了神以外，再没有可靠的了。
When we come to the last moment, then apart from God, there's no one else they could turn to.
他们就仰望神。
They look upon God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当他们在那里仰望神的时候，
When they are looking upon God,
我们的主就带同荣耀的教会裂天而降。
Our Lord will come down from heaven with his glorious church.
把他们拯救过来。
Then he will save them.
也除掉了列国对他们的压迫的那个力量。
And will break out the force that have been oppressing them from all nations around them.
那所以所剩下来但是有 那部分的以色列人那是才叫做余民。
So those Israelites that were left after this are called the remnants.
这一批余民他们亲身的在那里经历主对他们肉身的拯救。
So these remnants has experienced by themselves the salvation of the Lord.
所以他们就转过来。
So they turned.
侍奉他们的王大卫。
So they turned around and served the King David.
那是刚才耶利米书上所提的了。
That's what we saw in the book of Jeremiah.
但同时。
At the same time.
因为我们主 带着众圣徒一同降临而显明的那一个权柄和能力。
That when our Lord came down with all the saints, the power that he showed forth,
就把全地围攻以色列人的那个联军整个的消灭掉了。
Has completely destroyed the army that's been united by all nations.
弟兄姊妹们，从这段历史里头，我们就看到西番雅书上面所说的了。神说我要毁灭全地。
So from this history, we will see what Zephaniah is talking about, that God said, I will destroy the whole earth.
怎么毁灭全地呢？
How does he destroy the whole earth?
我们看到事情就是这样一步一步的，到了最末了，就集中在一个地方，我们可以就用西番雅书来说，你问为什么神那个时候那么把这个注意点放在耶路撒冷来对付他们。
You see, things would just develop this way, step by step. Everybody would be concentrated around Armageddon and in that place. And God, that's why God is striking them at that point and focusing in Jerusalem.
那第二次你就看到一件事，这一件事情就引发了两个结果了。
You see, this matter would cause two things, two results.
一个结果就是以色列给建立起来。
One result, that is the nation of Israel was established.
另一个结果就是所有那个抵挡神的那个力量在那里除灭了。
The other result is all those forces that were against God were taken down.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们要留意的是什么呢？
So brothers and sisters, what do we need to pay
attention to? 我们要留意的是在到了那一个时候，是全世界的抵挡神的力量都集中在一起来对付神。
What we need to pay attention to is that all the forces were united together. They were against God. They were united together at that point.
那我们用现在的话来讲。
If we use the words we use now.
我们看以色列近代的历史，你一直看到一个问题的。
We look at the recent history of Israel, you will notice one thing that were there consistently.
起初从以色列从无助的里头到有助了。
And at the beginning, there was no help for Israel to the time that now he has some help.
啊，但是慢慢的你就看到那个对以色列的扶持和帮助的呢，越来越减少了。
But you will also see the support and help that were going for the Israelite was, is gradually decreasing.
到现在为止，你看到对以色列真的有扶持的呢，好像只剩下美国了。
You will see up to now that the force that has been in support of Israel is only the United States now.
但是如果你再继续照着这个方向来发展，等到有一天呢，你会看到连美国也是在那里对付以色列了。
If we are going on the same direction, you will see that one day the United States will also remove its support.
那当然这个不是我们的猜想。
Of course, this is not our guesses only.
我们说是有可能的。
We say that is quite possible.
因为按照历史的那个发展，都按照圣经里头所预先宣告的那种情形一点一点的出现。
Because if we look at the development of history, you will realize what the Bible is telling us slowly.
我想这几天如果弟兄姊妹你是注意那个新闻的话，
If brothers and sisters have paid attention to news lately,
你会觉得这几天里面在世界上面有一个新闻是非常非常严肃的。
You will notice there is one news that has been quite serious in the last few days.
是什么？
What is this?
美国现在已经开始担心了。
The United States is getting worried.
担心什么呢？
What are they worried about?
但是欧洲的这个经济垮台是不是？
They're worrying about the collapse, the financial collapse in Europe.
表面上看来好像是，但实际上有一件事情比这个事情更严肃的。
That's on the surface, but there is another thing that is even more serious than this.
是什么？
What is that?
美国现在非常担心，以色列不预先告诉美国，就出动军事的攻击伊朗的那个核设施。
The Americans are really worried that Israel would not notify the United States before they strike in their military forces to Iran.
那都是两方面，这几天都是这两方面的一些上层的人在那里说话。
So some of these important upper officials, they've been talking these last few days.
以色列人那边说，等到美国一直说。谈判等等等等，等到不可能的时候才军事。
So the Americans been saying, let's talk, until the time there is nothing more to talk, then we will take military action.
以色列那边就是说，现在是很危险的时候，如果那个核设施啊一转到地下的时候，时间太晚了。
And so Israel's been saying this is a very dangerous moment. If you keep waiting when the Iranians take out activate their nuclear power, then it will be too late.
如果弟兄姊妹你稍微是注意一点等等新闻的发展的。
If you have taken note of the development in the news,
你不能不觉得这个事情引出的那个问题好大。
You will realize how serious this matter might develop into.
如果真的以色列是先走一步，
If Israel truly take the first step,
那会不会就因着这样就让连支持以色列的也变作不太支持呢？
Wouldn't this cause those who support Israel to remove their support?
等到以后再有一些什么发展的时候，美国连不支持就变成直接去加入那个反对呢？
And if there's some other problems that arise later and that might cause United States to, instead of supporting Israel and join the opposing forces.
我不是预言家，我也不是说预言。
I'm not prophesizing and I'm not a prophet.
我只是说按照那个情势的发展来说，这个可能性是有在这里的。
I'm just saying, according to how things are developing, there is a possibility.
如果在按照圣经里边说，老早指出将来的那个问题发生，就是发生在中东那个地区。
And if we look at the Bible, the facts that it's been presenting to us that in the future the problems will all concentrating in the region of Middle East.
我们读启示录读到那个第六个碗的时候，你就看到一件事情，他说在北方是什么？以前人家说是苏联，但是圣经从来没有说苏联是以色列的北方。
And so in the Bible it talks about there's forces from the north. And in the past, people interpreted as as Russia, or USSR, but the Bible never said that is the north of Israel.
圣经里面说到北方是指着伊卡勒这一带的，
是在哪一个？
伊拉克。
The Bible, when it talks about the north of Israel, it actually refers to Iraq and that region.
弟兄姊妹，因此我们说。如果按照神的话语给我们说一点点的蛛丝马迹，我们不敢说，我们的推测一定是照着我们的想法。
We are just looking at these traces that the Bible has shown us that we should not say that these are our own thinkings and our guesses.
但是那个可能性是存在的。
There are these possibilities.
无论如何，将来发生的那个问题就是在那里。
No matter what, in the future, the problems will be there.
那因此，我们现在看到西班牙的时候，神说那整个的毁灭，我们就是怎么可能整个都毁灭呢？
So when we look at the book of Zephaniah talk about a complete destruction, we would ask, how does it happen that everything completely get destroyed?
我们如果看到这些零零碎碎的事情，我们虽然不敢说一定就是这一个，但是我们看到那个发展的趋势。
We are looking at these bits and pieces. We cannot claim that will happen that way, but it seems like a trend.
和那个方向。
And that's the direction it's going.
但是更有意思的。
But even more interestingly.
什么意思呢？
What's that?
那我们回过头来看第一章的时候。
When we come back to chapter 1.
你看到那个神说那个当时的毁灭啊。
God says,
那个范围好大了。
That destruction has a very big coverage. It includes a big boundary.
我们已经一再提过了。
We have mentioned time and again.
第一个是人。
Firstly, men.
第二个是牲畜。
And then the beast.
再一个呢？
And then?
弟兄姊妹你们说了,
you tell me.
再一个呢?
What else?
水里的, 海里的鱼,
talks about the fowls of the heaven and the fishes of the sea.
弟兄姊妹这里真有意思。
This is very interesting.
挪亚的日子神没有灭掉海里的鱼。
You know, during the days of Noah, God did not destroy the fishes of the sea.
索多玛神没有碰到鱼。
And the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, God did not touch the fish.
但是到西方亚述的时候, 连鱼都包括进去了。
But in the book of Zephaniah, the fishes were included.
那你说怎么会这样呢?
So you might ask, how would it happen?
弟兄姊妹你不能不注意的洪水以后神跟挪亚立约的时候所说过的话。
You can't help but pay attention to the covenant between God and Noah, the words spoken there.
神怎么说呢?
What did God say?
神我把一片红一个彩虹送给你们。
God said, I will give you the rainbow.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
从今以后我不再用水来灭地。
From now on, I will not judge the earth with floods.
既然神不再用水来灭地,
Since God would not judge the earth with the flood,
那现在这里到了这个西方亚述的时候, 海里的鱼, 那怎么搞的?
And yet, when we come to Zephaniah, it talks about the fishes of the sea being included.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
神没有用水来灭地, 神守着他的 信实,
God will keep to his promise and his faithfulness that he will not destroy the earth with the flood.
弟兄姊妹们,最近我们不是又是探到一些个东西出来吗?
But recently, haven't we saw something else?
美国也好,西欧也好,中国也好,
Whether it's America and the West Europe or in China.
不知道是什么原因,大批的鱼死亡。
We don't know what the reasons were, but there were great fish, schools of fishes dying.
当然这不是毁灭的时候的那一件事。
And this is not talking about that great destruction.
但是总是一个前奏曲。
But these are some preludes.
首先你看到神并没有用水来灭那个海里的东西。
First we need to see that God did not use flood to destroy the creatures of the sea. But why did they die?
现在人就说, 找不到原因,
now men are saying they can't find a reason.
但是绝大部分的人心里都暗暗的明白,
but most people would understand in their hearts.
人把那个环境污染,
men had,
毒死了那些鱼了,
men had polluted the environment so badly that it causes the death of the fish.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们如果从细处去留意的时候,
But if we look at these minute details,
你看到地上许许多多的事情, 都是按照神的话语一点一点一点的显出来的。
You see a lot of things that are happening on earth in this world that are slowly just following what God's word is telling us.
我们曾经看过那个我们主再来的时候的事。
We have looked at the matter concerning the Lord's return.
我们看到那些事情就是这样一点一点的显明。
We see that these matters are slowly revealing themselves.
从前我们没办法想象得到的,我们现在看得到了。
Things that we never could imagine before, now we can see.
以前我们知道什么叫做国共打国,我们不大知道什么叫做民共打民。
In the past, we know what is nations against nations, but we did not understand what it means about people against people.
现在我们看到了。
But now we see.
现在是国跟国过不去,人跟人也过不去。
We see not only nations are against nations, but people are against people.
弟兄姊妹们, 只有你留意这个地上的事情的那种发展,
Only if you pay attention to the development of things happening in the earth,
你没有办法不注意到神的话是那样一点一点的把人的那个堕落黑暗绝望严格说起来说, 你看不到前途。
You slowly would see that it reveals man's darkness and future, and it's going down, it's evil ways, is corrupting themselves, so there is no future for them.
虽然有些人说, 哎呦, 我们从地球搬到另外一个星球去了。
There are people say we should migrate to another planet.
好主意。
That's a good idea.
要花多少成本。
How much do you need to invest?
解决多少问题?
How many problems would it solve?
从来没人告诉我们。
Never, no one could tell us.
你把整个地球都花光了，也恐怕也没有办法把地球上的人都迁到别的星球去。
You can spend everything the earth has, maybe you still cannot get the people from the earth to another planet.
我们回到西番雅书里头来看的时候，
We come back to the book of Zephaniah.
我们看到在到了至不了的那个耶和华的日子来到的时候，
When we come to the end, when the day of Jehovah approaches,
我们看到一个特点，
We see a feature.
神要借着人自己的堕落到深处来带进他们自己的完结。
Through the fall of men, the degree of men's fallen state has brought about their own destruction.
所以提到那个耶利耶和华的日子的时候，
So when it talked about the day of the of Jehovah,
我为什么提到神要用不用水来灭地的那一点呢？
Why did I need to mention the point about God is no longer judging the earth with the flood? You pay attention.
耶和华的日子那一个 焦点是在人和人的战争。
The focus of the day of Jehovah is upon the wars and the battles of people against people.
你读上一段第一章，上一段末后的那段话，你非常清楚看到，那个完全是一个战争的那一种情形的表达。
If you read the second half of Zephaniah, you will see that this is a complete expression of men's war and battle against each other.
That we thank our God.
That we thank our God.
所以当神来审判这个地的时候， 那个光景是落到一个那么不简单的地步。
That when the time God is judging this earth, it has already fallen into such a bad state.
如果我们用耶利米书那里说到耶和华遭那雅各遭难的日子的时候，
If we use the words from Jeremiah about the day, the time of Jacob's trouble,
他那个描写那一句话太传神了。
The description is truly very lively.
哎呀，你见过有男人遇到那个惨难的那个光景吗？
Ever see a man going through a travailing with child?
为什么每一个人都捧着肚子在那里受不了呢？
Why is every man put his hands on his loins?
这个不是一个人两个人喽。
This is not just one man, two men.
这个是很普遍的那种光景呢。
This is something that's happening everywhere.
才会有这样的一个表达了。
That's why it's described in this way.
如果全世界只有一两个男人捧着肚皮在那里说我要生孩子，没人觉得有什么稀奇的，只是说你疯了。
If there's only one or two men in the whole world that they're trying to having pain, that like they're having a child, then people will claim that they are mad.
但是每一个都是这个样，这就不是疯的问题了。
But if every man were behaving the same way, that is not a matter of madness. This is a serious matter.
弟兄姊妹们，我们留意到一件事情。Brothers
and sisters, we take note of one thing.
神在耶和华的日子 来的那么严肃的时候，
When the day of Jehovah has come in such a serious state,
我们感谢神，
We thank God.
他仍然是发出他对人的怜悯和纪念。
He still has his mercy and remembrance of men.
所以弟兄姊妹你记得， 神的宣告是全地我要毁灭。
So remember, God's proclamation is about the whole destruction of the whole earth.
但是你看上去的时候， 神又在那里保存人。
And yet, if you look, read on, that God has kept for himself some a group.
我们首先来注意这一个。
We first would pay attention here.
先跑到第二章。
In chapter 2.
一跑到第二章的时候， 神在上头第二章的下半是在那里点着耶路撒冷来说话。
You see in the second half of chapter 2 that they are pointing, God is pointing to Jerusalem and talking about people there.
到了第二章的时候呢?
Chapter 1. When we come to chapter 2,
以色列的百姓来说,
is talking to the Israelites.
从那个城就说到人了。
And from the focus is from the city, away from the city, but to the men.
对他们说什么话呢?
What is he talking to them
他
说, about?
他说你不知羞耻的国民啊。
He said, O nation not desired.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
以色列民现在让神指着他们说, 你不知羞耻的国民啊。
The Israelites is the target of God's claim that they are not ashamed of themselves.
你怎么不知道羞耻呢?
How come they are not ashamed of themselves?
你们忘记了自己的身份。
You forgot about your own position.
你们忘记了神在那么长的时间里头在你们身上所做的各种的扶持带领管教和那个吸引。
You forgot for such a long time God has disciplined you, has sustained you and supported you and he's drawing you to him.
到了现在你们整个的完全的背受神。
And now you're completely turning away from God.
我们一再跟弟兄姊妹提过以西结书吗?
We have mentioned time and again in the book of Ezekiel.
因为在以西结书上头圣灵就把犹大灭亡的就被掳以前的那个时候整个属灵的光景摊了出来。
In Ezekiel, it displayed the whole spiritual condition of the people just before they were captured. Just before they were captured in that state of fallen.
从君王大臣,
from the king to the officials,
从祭司到百姓,
from the priests to the people,
从教会, 从长老们一直到妇女,
from the elders to the women.
弟兄姊妹, 你就看到一个问题, 整个的耶路撒冷, 整个的犹大从上到下都是满了拜偶像的事情。
That you see one thing in the whole Jerusalem from top to the bottom to the priests, to the people, it's filled with idols.
他们把神就推到不知道什么地方去了。
They don't know where they have placed God.
弟兄姊妹，这个是很严肃的事情。
This is a very solemn matter.
他们圣殿里边的动作还是没有停止。
They did not stop their actions in the temple.
但是神在他们中间没有地位。
But God holds no position among them.
这个就是犹大被灭以前的那种光景。
This is the condition before Judah was captured.
西班牙现在所说的那个时候就是指着那个时候。
And Sevaniah is referring to that period.
所以神说你们这个不知羞耻的百姓,
so God said, O nation, not desired.
怎么不知羞耻呢?
How come they were not ashamed?
你知道你是谁吗?
Do you know who you are?
你知道你的神是什么吗?
Do you know what your God is?
你们全忘了。
You have forgotten.
你们以为跟神打个招呼就是说很好了。
And you think it's good to just greet God by chance.
就像许多现在许许多多称为信主的人他们只会跟神打个招呼就其他的事情都不管了。
Just like so with so many so-called believers nowadays, they would greet God, and then they would walk away.
那当然在那一个时候,
of course at that time,
他们落到这个光景就完全是倾向偶像。
They have come to the state that they have completely turned their hearts towards
the idols. 用这样来代替了神做他们的神。
They have used something else to replace as their God.
但是在近代的基督教的里头呢?
In recent Christianity,
我们何尝也不是常常不自觉的拿别样来代替了神呢?
Isn't it the case that we often use other things to replace God ourselves?
而我们到神的面前去的时候 我们所注意的不是神的自己而是神以外的事物。
That we come before God, we are not focusing on God himself, but something other than God.
弟兄姊妹们那个光景是非常一致的。
Brothers and sisters, these conditions are quite consistent. 当时西班牙
在那里说你们这是不羞这羞耻的国民。
When Sevaniah is claiming the old nation not desired.
为什么是不知羞耻的国民呢?
Why are they called this?
你们忘记了你们是谁?
You forgot who you are.
你们是称为神的圣民。
You have been called saints of God.
你们是称为祭司国度里头的百姓。
You have been called the people in the nation of priests.
啊，你们是挂着神的名字在身上的那些人。
You are the people who carry the name of God upon you.
但现在你们摆出来的跟谁好像不单是没有关系，并且凡是在那里跟神作对的。
But now you're displaying as if you have nothing to do with God, and even more so, you are sinning against Him.
成了神的对头。
You're
in. 所以上文那里说，因为你得罪了我。
You're opposing God. That's why
God said, 你怎么得罪我呢？
You sin against me. How do you sin against me?
这个得罪只是一个背弃的得罪。
This sin is about forsaking.
而不是只是说两句话，说，哎呀，你这个人怎么那么喜欢讲话，讲急都不停的，你羞辱了我。
And it's not just claiming that they were just, they are saying things against God.
不是这样。
That's not the case.
他简直就是背离，反背，反叛了。
They have completely rejected God and gone against God.
表面上还维持着与神的关系，实际上与神当中没有实际的交通。
On the surface, they still have something related to God, but in reality, they have not.
神说你们得罪了我。
They have no fellowship with God, and that's why God said you have sinned against me.
那结果落到一个地步，就成了不知羞耻的国民。
That they have fallen into the state as becoming a nation not desired.
这个责备是非常严肃的。
This is a very serious reprimand.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
这个责备乃是神为着挽回。
This rebuke is with the purpose of restoring them.
如果你注意神接上去的话是怎么说。
And if you look at what God continued to say,
他说你们应当聚集。
You should gather.
当趁着命令没有发出的日子。
Gather yourselves together before the decree bring forth.
没有发出日子过去如康风前的康耶和华的真怒没临到你们以前，他发怒的日子未到以前，你们应当聚集前来。
So you should gather before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们还是感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we still thank God.
如果按照上面的话来说，他们没有前途肯定的了。
If we look at the words before, they had no future, and that's for sure.
神丢弃他们是肯定的了。
It's for sure that God will take them away.
但是感谢神。
Yeah, but thank God.
神从来没有起过要丢弃人的那个意念。
God never had the mindset of forsaking man.
所以好像到了那么严肃的时候。
So when we come to this moment that's so serious.
神还是在那里说。
God still says.
趁着那个时刻没有到。
Before the day comes.
赶快回到我的面前来。
Gather before me.
赶快不要再跟随你各自人的行为。要聚集全体的回到我的面前来。
Do not each follow your own way, but come as a group and come and gather before me.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看到神的等候。
You see the waiting of God.
你看到神的停止不了的那一个施恩的心。
You see the ceaseless of God's merciful heart.
这是对着以色列人说的。
This is spoken to the Israelites.
但是他不是单对以色列人说话。
But not only is he speaking to the Israelites.
他也对着地上所有的人说话。
He also speaks to all the men.
说第二节的时候，弟兄姊妹，你看到。
So you see in verse 2.
神说话的那一个范围扩大了。
The coverage of his audience has been broadened.
不是停留在那个不知羞耻的国民的这个范围里了。
It's no longer just including the nation not desired.
而向着全地上的人了。
But it's towards the whole earth, all the people on the whole earth.
遵守耶和华典章的谦卑人呢。
Verse 3, seek ye the Lord, all ye seek of the earth.
你们应当寻求耶和华。
You should seek righteousness and seek meekness.
当寻求公义谦卑 或者在耶和华发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。
Seek ye the Lord, and seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger.
对地上的人，
Towards the men on earth.
神说你们该学先谦卑一点了。
God said, it's about time you learn to be humble.
不要看你自己能做什么，能成就什么了。
No longer look upon yourself to be able to accomplish or achieve anything.
到了一个时候，你什么都做不了。
When you come to this point, there's nothing that you can do.
我这一阵子很学的这个功课。
And this recent time that I am really learning this lesson.
认识我的人都知道，以前我是运动员，所以什么动的事情，我都喜欢。
People who know me would know that I used to be an athlete. Anything to do with a sports or anything to do with movement, I like it.
但这一年年里头来，我就根本不想动了。
But the last year or two, I just had no desire to move.
为什么不想动呢？
Why did I not want to move?
不是不想动，其实是动不了。
It's not that I don't want to move, but I cannot move.
一动就气喘，你动什么？
I move around, I get out of breath, so why would I move?
这还是小事。
These are minor matters.
前一阵子我动了几动。
And not long ago, I moved around a bit.
我没有跟弟兄姊妹说什么话。
I didn't tell brothers or sisters about it.
但是弟兄姊妹，我现在可以告诉你。
But now I can tell you.
我是在一个很短的时间里头就摔了三跤。
But a very short period of time, I have taken three falls.
一直摔在那里，差不多有十来二十分钟，起不来的。
I fell on the ground and I couldn't get up for 10-20 minutes.
哎呀，我就自己在想。
So I'm thinking to myself.
有什么理由我会摔倒？
Why would I fall down so often?
为什么会摔倒呢？
Why would I fall?
我把这个东西从这里搬到那里。
I was just moving something from
the place to another. 走两步路我就摔下去。
I was just walking a few steps and I fell.
另外两次呢？
The other two times.
一次是自己的愚昧，不好，不能说了，自作自受。
One time it was my own fault, I shouldn't talk about it.
为什么自作自受呢？
Why do I say I'm
deserving? 因为很信任自己嘛。
Because I trusted myself.
以前我是田径的，不是名手，但是，不是高手，是爱好者。
I was on a track and field athlete, not a famous one, but I was pretty good.
那么，那次摔跤是怎么摔的呢？
So how did I take the fall?
我从一个地方买东西出来。
I was buying something and I came out.
刚好碰到前几天下雨嘛。
And it was raining a few days ago.
下起雨来就多走快几点。
And so it's raining, so I wanted to walk
faster. 走到那里，我以为是可以回到我车子那里。
And when I got to the point, as I close to my car.
那里有高起来，大概只有那么高的一个地方，一个台阶吧。
And there was a step that was raised upon a step that was there.
如果我要下到平地了，那么我就要跳下去那么一点点。
And so I need to take a step down to go to the flat part of the ground.
我看看。
I looked at it.
还可以跳吧。
I said, I could probably jump.
就跳下去了。
So I jumped down.
这边跳下去。
So as I was jumping down there,
王师傅在旁边就看着我摔下去。
And so my wife was looking at me as I fall.
这次摔的没有太伤，但是对我的信心是很伤。
The injuries physically wasn't too bad, but it injured my confidence.
我在那里说，我怎么连这么一点点地方都站不住。
And I looked at this bit of height that I couldn't even handle.
过不了两天。
Not 2 days later.
因为最近医生就一直又把我送去做物理治疗。
And so the doctor sent me to see the physical therapist.
因为我不能动，他就叫别人替我来动了。
So since I could not move around, he's asked somebody else to move it for me.
那么，我就去了。
So I went.
拐一个弯。
I turned around the corner.
那要踏上那个一个台阶吧。
And there's a step there.
哪里晓得，那汽车。停车场前头一条短短的一个 stop 在那里。
And just before the parking lot, there is another short race stop. I have my foot just touched that part a little bit.
又一个打滚就下去了。
And again, I fell and rolled down.
这次又来了。
Once again.
前后不过两天，怎么又来了？
It was in 2 days' time. Within 2 days, I fell again.
坐下来。
I sat down.
主说话了。
The Lord spoke to me.
谁叫你还那样相信自己？
Why would you trust yourself so much again?
你有什么可以那么相信的？可以相信的。
What can you be so sure of?
越来我越就感觉，越要靠自己。你总有一天发觉，你绝对没有什么可靠。Then
you rely on yourself more and more, and one day you realize there's nothing that you can rely on.
那所以主到最末了这个时候，主在对世界上的人在哪里说？
So come, when we come to the end of times, then the Lord spoke to the people of the world.
学谦卑,
be meek.
去寻求神的公义,
seek righteousness.
为什么?
Why?
你不再这样, 你就回到神的面前。
If you are no longer like this, you return before God.
你就能在耶和华发怒的日子,
And then in the day of the Lord's anger,
可以隐藏起来啊,
that you shall be hidden.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这个话说起来就有很多话要讲,
and there can be many words spoken on this topic.
但是我就不想讲那么多了，因为讲的太多了。
Because I don't want to go into great detail or great length.
但是有一件事情是刚好部分弟兄姊妹们最近这几天很热烈在说的。
But there is one thing that I want to mention that brothers and sisters have been hotly discussing.
那是什么呢?
What is that?
教会被提的事情。
About the church's rapture.
弟兄姊妹，你先来留意这里。
You need to first pay attention here.
好在耶和华发怒的日子，你可以隐藏起来。
And so that you shall be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
你到哪里去隐藏耶和华的愤怒呢?
Where would you hide from the anger of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，你说吧。
Why don't you say that?
说地上的君王臣宰 躲到山洞的里头山崖的底下说 遮盖我们，不叫让我们逃避那个羔羊的愤怒。
About the kings and officials, the people of the world, they are hiding in the caves and under the hills and say, hide me from the anger of the Lamb.
是这样逃避吗?
Is this the way to hide away?
逃避得了吗?
Can you hide away like that?
逃避不了。
You cannot.
你说，哎呦，那我们就像那个妇人剩下的孩子。 他们跑到旷野，让神来保护了。
And you would say, oh, just like the other children of that woman, we run away to wilderness under the protection of God.
让神来保护是对的，但是旷野在哪里？
So, it is true that you seek the protection of God, but where is the wilderness?
不知道旷野在哪里。
You do not know where the wilderness is.
就是在旷野里头得保护。
Even though you find protection in the wilderness.
那个恐怕也不是隐藏。
That's not hiding.
你还是能看得清清楚楚很多的事情。
You can see very clearly a lot of things.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our God.
我们的主的话是说的那么的清楚的。
The word of our Lord is so clear.
当耶和华发怒的日子, 你可以隐藏起来。
That you shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger.
在那里可以隐藏起来。
You can be hidden.
在基督里。
Where can you be hidden? Only in Christ.
你只能在基督里可以隐藏起来。You
can only be hidden in Christ.
谁能躲避神的愤怒呢?
Who can run away from the anger of God?
怎么可以躲避神的愤怒呢?
How can you run away from God's anger, God's wrath?
只有在基督里。
Only in Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
但是弟兄姊妹，你记得。
But brothers and sisters,
希伯来书那个时候，我们的主还没到地上来。
During the time of Zephaniah, our Lord hasn't come to the earth yet.
十字架的救赎还没有显出来。
The salvation of the cross has not been manifested.
对以色列来说，以色列已经给灭掉了。
Towards the Israelites, they have been destroyed already.
还有十来年，犹大也得被掳了。
And for another few decades, the Judah will also be captured.
说那个时候你要隐藏。 你去哪里隐藏呢? 就没处隐藏。
So where would you find a place to hide? There is no place to hide.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
主的话在这里说, 耶和华愤怒的日子,
This is the word of the Lord. It talks about the day of the Lord's anger.
让我们能看到这个耶和华愤怒的日子，最明显的乃是指着将来要到的那一个大灾难的时候。
We talk about the day of the Lord's anger. The most obvious is referring to the great tribulation in the future.
那么大灾难来了，你跑到哪去
？So when the great tribulation comes, where would you hide?
你说我们从亚洲到美国来。
We said we come from Asia to the America.
那从您从美国又跑到什么地方
？Would you go from America?
因为大灾难嘛，全地都是嘛。
Because this is great tribulation that covers the whole earth. There is no place to hide.
感谢主。
But thank God.
主说
The Lord says,
有一个地方可以隐藏起来
There is one place that you can hide.
那是在基督里
That is in Christ.
那时候基督还没有来
At that time, Christ was not there yet.
基督没有来
Of course, the Christ would come.
耶和华愤怒的日子也没有来
The day of the Lord's anger was not there yet either.
很显然，这里是神说这个话，是对着以后的人来说的。
So clearly, these words were spoken for the people that would to come in the future.
上上文，神是对着主再来以后的那些以色列人所说的。
And just like the context that these words were spoken to the Israelites that were after the Lord's coming, after the Lord has come.
在耶和华的日子还没有来以前的所有的世上的人说的。
And these words were spoken to all the people in the world before the day of the Lord's anger arrived.
趁着那个日子没来。
So before that day would come.
为着你自己寻找可以隐藏之处。
For your own sake, seek the place that you can hide.
去哪里隐藏？
Where would you hide?
我再说，在基督里。
Again, I would say, in Christ.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Thank and praise our God.
那当我们看到西番雅书的时候
，When we see Zephaniah,
我们一直是看到神的性情在这里，毫无保留的，没有因着情势的转变而有所更改。
We see the character of God. It did not change a bit just because of the condition or any other changes.
他的公义和纯正是不可以受损害的。神永远没有让他受损害。
His righteousness and holiness and purity would never change, would never be, would.
他的慈爱和怜悯不可能有一个时刻停止的。神也绝对不让他有一个停止的时刻。
His love and mercy will never cease, and there is no moment that he will allow it to cease.
当提到耶和华的愤怒的日子那么严肃的事情的时候，你看到这一位万有的主仍然是按照他自己的性情来对待，按照他形象所造的人。
And even in the serious matter about the day of the Lord's anger, he was still, according to his character, that he would treat those who he loves and in his nature, in his character.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么说到这里的时候，我要结束了。
And I would come to an end here.
但是还不能马上就结束。
I cannot end immediately yet.
还有一点点话要说清楚一点。
There is a few more words I have to explain more clearly.
那比如说，你看我们今天交通上来的。
So you see what we have been have found today.
你看到耶和华愤怒的日子了。
You see the day of the Lord's anger.
但是你看，以后又看到耶和华的日子是分成那个几段。
And you see that the days of the Lord's anger has been divided into a few parts.
那我们怎么去看耶和华的日子呢
？How should we look at the day of the Lord's anger?
那这个话是很容易懂。
This is very easy to understand.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
神所做的事情都是很大的。
What God is going to accomplish? These are great things.
啊，他我们这些人不可能一下子就把神心里头的意念全领会的过来。
It is not possible for us to completely understand what's in God's heart and His mind.
神就按照我们所能领会的，是一步一步的带我们进入他自己的奥秘。
So according to what we can understand, step by step, He will guide us into His mind.
所以我们读圣经的时候，我们常常听到弟兄们所说到，有一些关乎预表。 前面要发生的事情，神常常叫我们遇到一个叫做双重的应验，或者是说多重的应验。
So a lot of times when we study the Bible, the brothers would tell us that when we talk about things in the future that what happened has not happened, they would realize or come true in double portion or in multiple times.
就是说神要做的那个事情。
That is to say what God would do.
他要叫我们明白。
He wants us to understand.
但是他也知道我们不可能一下子明白。
He also knows that it's impossible for us to completely understand in one go.
另外的一些事。
So he first do something else.
和他要做的这个事情有关的。
It's related to what he is about to do.
但是不是全部。
But it's not completely the same.
是原则上是完全相同的。
But they're the same in principle.
神就先做了那个事。
So God would first do that.
做了那一件事以后。
After he finished that matter.
等到时候到了，神就做那个准确的那件事。
When the time is right, then he would then do the accurate thing.
在准确的那个事执行以前，他也许做一件两件，但是不会很多。
But before the actual event that would take place, he would first do one or two things, not many, but one or two things that would be the same in principle.
借着前面所做过的来表明以后要来的。
And through what he has done previously to manage to explain what is going to come.
就着西番雅书的内容来说。
According to the content of Zephaniah,
我们就看到了。
We will see.
先说到那个耶和华的日子。
When you talk about the day of Jehovah,
那是指着巴比伦的被掳。
It's talking, referring to the capture of Babylon.
你们是这样悖逆神，你们那个结局就是这样。
You have turned against God, and that would be your consequence, your
future. 但是这个这样不是没有根据的。
But this is not without a basis.
我们也一再提过了，那是根据你们从前跟神所立的约。
And this is according to the covenant that you had established with God before.
神现在只是执行一下那个约。
God is only fulfilling part of the covenant.
但是那个还不是那个完全的事。
But that is not the complete fulfillment of that event.
就像刚才我们读那个的时候，先读到那个以后，那种困扰。
It's just like the confusion we might have when we read earlier.
然后我们再读到你们要给带回到你们的王大卫的手下。
And it talked about you'll be brought under King David.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
Do you see that?
在西番雅书你就看到。
In Zephaniah, you would see.
开头那一节，那一节，巴比伦被掳。
And the first part is referring to the capture of Babylon.
下面的那一节。将来主回来，在地上建立国度。
And the second half is about the future when the Lord comes and establishes kingdom.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那在西番雅书里头，翻覆的在这个双重应验的这一个方式的里头，表达了那一个耶和华的愤怒的日子。
And in Zephaniah, it's expressing the day of the Lord's anger in the fulfillment, in the fulfillment twice.
但愿神的灵帮助我们，让我们从这些话的里头看到我们该怎样按照神的心意来跟随主，直到主的愤怒在全地完结。
May the Spirit of God help us to understand how we should follow the Lord according to His heart desire until the day of the Lord's anger comes.
而我们在神的愤怒显出以前，我们都给隐藏起来。
And that we before the anger of the Lord shows forth, that we will be hidden.
而不是我们自己去隐藏自己。
It's not that we can hide ourselves.
乃是神用他自己救赎的恩典，把我们带进。基督的荣耀和丰富里。
But God, with His grace of salvation, that He will bring us into the glory and richness of Christ.
我们同一点祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们十分需要你把我们带到你圣灵更明亮的光照的地下。
Lord, we truly need You to bring us into the bright enlightenment that under the Holy Spirit.
让你从前所说过的话，今天向我们发出亮光。
The words that you have spoken before, that today will shine its light upon us.
让我们的里面是透明的，可以承接从宝座上所发出的言语。
That we will be transparent inside, that we will be able to accept the words that come from the throne.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你永远是一个要叫我们隐藏在你里面的主。
Because forever you are the Lord who wants us to hide us inside of you.
你让我们在你里头。
You allow us to be in you.
一切的不洁、不义都停止。
All the uncleanliness and unholiness,
所有你自己的荣耀和丰富都做了我们的产业。
All your glory and all your richness will become our inheritance.
叫我们在地上的时候，我们永远是活在指望的当中。
So that while we're still on earth, we will forever live in the hope.
任随地在那里有多少的变。
No matter how many changes are there on earth,
我们的指望却是安定在天。
Our hope is unshaken in heaven.
因为感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
你是我们的一切。
You are our all.
我们为此向你更深的俯伏。
For this we bow prostrate deeply before you.
不住地用着你的话来苏醒我们。
May the Lord awake us, alert us with your words.
让我们在地上黑暗无光的日子里头，我们仍然因你而行走在光中。
So in these days of darkness on earth, that we can still walk in your light.
感谢主，荣耀要归给你。
We thank the Lord, glory be given to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.